We invite you to take a deep breath. And as you take this deep breath, we invite you to notice that you are indeed in the right place at the right time and in the right way. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to conjure up a second version of yourself, a helper, a guide, who has been through this process before, knows what it's about, and very specifically knows how it benefits you. So if we were going to do such a thing, we might use words like these. There is now standing next to me a version of me who is here helping me, who has been through this process before, is smarter than me, knows what this is all about, and very specifically knows how this is helping me. And having said that, we invite you to notice that there is indeed a second version of yourself standing next to you. With that, we invite the two of you to find yourselves standing in the middle of an open field. An open field surrounded by blooming flowers, attended to by buzzing bees and fluttering butterflies, under a bright blue sky dotted with white puffy clouds gliding by quite gently, not far from a forest of trees, and a running river, and beyond that, hills rising up into the distance. And as you stand there, we invite you to notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the breeze passing by, carrying with it the aroma of the flowers, very delicious indeed, and the delightful buzzing of the bees in attendance to the very same flowers. So as you stand there, holding hands, perhaps, if you wish, with your second version, your helper, your guide, we invite you to think about your business. This is not difficult. You don't need to think a lot. But just think about, what is my business? And you might have multiple businesses. Maybe you do. But just think about you as a person who is engaging in commerce. You have clients, customers. They pay you. Dollars, pounds, euro, whichever currency it might be that floats your boat. Maybe there's lots of different currencies. You deliver to them products and or services. Again, it might be one pathway, it might be several. But just think about that and feel your way into that. And as you do so, let your second version conjure up a helper, whose role will be throughout this series and through these processes to help you with your business. So we might call this your ghostly business assistant. They know everything about what you're doing. They actually know more than you know. Because like every good assistant, they have their fingers on lots of pies and are very busy keeping track of lots of things. So when you need to know anything about anything, you can turn to this version of you, this ghostly business assistant, otherwise known as your GBA. So let your second version, the one who's smarter than you, conjure this up. And just watch what happens. Watch to see who appears in front of you. It may be just a feeling you have, or you may see a very specific person. Someone who looks like you, or looks like someone you've known, or perhaps just looks like what a really good GBA would look like. A ghostly business assistant. Ghostly because you can communicate with them at any time, any way, anywhere, anyhow. So they're not bound by time or space, which is the definition from our perspective of a ghost. There they are, efficient, ready to go, helpful, on the spot. And take a moment to introduce yourself. Of course, they know you. Very well. Allow them, if they will, if they wish, to tell you a bit about who they are and what it is that they want to do to help you. For they have their own agenda, but it is in alignment with yours. In fact, it might be more in alignment with yours than your own agenda, so to speak. This GBA might have a name. If they don't necessarily, you can give them one. But notice you have your second version, that's you, having done all of this already, having been through all of this, having been through this process, having been through this series of conversations, having benefited from it greatly. And the GBA is essentially an evolved version of what they, your second version, has not so much learned, but has experienced. Not exactly on the same track as you, this GBA is very specific to you. But you have these helpers. It would be our recommendation that wherever you go and however this series of conversations and processes and questions amplifies and evolves, that you take this one particular idea that you have a GBA, a ghostly business assistant, who is helping you with everything and to whom you can hand anything off. You may think of things as being physical things to be done, conversations to be had, contracts to be signed, phone calls to be made, involving bodies, bodies, bodies. The bodies, as with all manifesting, are not where the actual action is happening. It's all happening vibrationally. You hand over any physical act, physical need, physical requirement, physical obligation, or mental or emotional, for that matter, to your GBA and say, you sort this out, and then you hand it back to me in a way that's easy, effortless, and magical. And then stand back and let them do their job. Do not interrupt the GBA. Let them do their job. Your job, your business, is manifesting. And manifesting happens through agents, through intuition, but through also through agents. And these are your agents. They're doing things for you. This is all coming from within you. These are extensions of you, but these are extensions of you that are ready, willing, and able to immediately help you with just about anything you can imagine. And they can help you not only with the things you can imagine, but the things you haven't even thought of yet. So, this is an introduction. This is an opening. What you do with this is up to you. We will come back to your GBA throughout the series of conversations and processes. We invite you to ask us questions about them. We invite you to use them, more importantly. Your second version, your helper, your guide, and your GBA. So, perhaps take a deep breath. If it's your thing, give them big hugs or bow deeply. Acknowledge who they are, extensions of the unconditional love that you are, helping you have more and more of that unconditionality within the conditional nature of what you consider to be your business. Know that you can come back here anytime you want. You can talk to your GBA and get questions answered anytime you wish. But remember, it's not your job to figure out what you're supposed to do. Your job is to decide what you want to have. Refine and define your desire, in other words. That's what your GBA can help you with. They can help you solve your problems that you don't have. Every problem is an opportunity to have more of something wonderful, whether it's the same or something more of something different. That's what all problems are. They're not problems. they are literally not problems because you don't have problems. They're literally invitations to more. So with that in mind, take a deep breath. Realize you're in your room, standing where you're standing, sitting where you're sitting, lying where you're lying, going about in whatever way you are going about. And you have now with you some very powerful helpers. Present to you, instant to you, immediate to you. And as you open your eyes and you're fully back in the room, we invite you to notice that as wonderful as this is, and you have brought forth some truly wonderful creation here. Truly wonderful. Truly amazing. Truly magical. And as wonderful and amazing as magical as all of this is, it really and truly is getting better and better and better and better from here.